You are listening to The Metal Meltdown here on KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, streaming worldwide at KFAI.org. This is where community grows, and today the metal flows. I'm the metal evangelist, hanging out with Hadovich.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. It's been a great day here.
It's
and Warplague was awesome.
Yeah, we just had Warplague play in studio. They're breaking down their gear, and I think a couple of the guys might come over here and say hello later. But we just got done listening to some Judas Priest. That was Electric Eye from Screaming for Vengeance, 1982. And what we have before that?
Before that was Slog with Boomerang from their new album, Mosh Politics.
That's correct.
And we had them on Roar of the Underground 2 weeks ago. I was sick, so I missed it, but...
Yes, yeah.
Unfortunately, it's a bummer.
Yeah, we both do Roar of the Underground here at KFAI. I think our partner in crime, the Darth Riffius, might be showing up later today. Might drop
nice.
In to say hi.
His last appearance.
Yeah, he...
For now.
He's going on parental leave. We'll say that.
Yeah.
For a while. We're going to miss him. But we are here... promoting heavy metal here in the name of Earl Root. This is the 8th annual 24-hour Metal Meltdown tribute to Earl Root. And we have a brand new t-shirt design this year by Dan Dittmer, who's a well-known tattoo artist around here in Minneapolis. And you can go check out that shirt, kfai.org. I think it's a $60 donation for that shirt. You can make any kind of donation you'd like to today. If you can, we really appreciate it. It helps keep us on the air.
Yeah, we have been having a great day so far. And
yeah, we had Melpomene was here playing live this afternoon. They blew the doors off that room. And I hope you guys just heard Warplague. We've got Psychedelic coming up in the 8 p.m. hour.
Awesome.
Another local thrash band that you guys should be excited to hear. So what I plan on doing while I'm driving the boat here is just to keep the metal flowing. And I've got some stuff lined up, but if anyone out there wants to make a song request, I'm all about that. 612-341-0980. How else can folks get in touch with us?
You can join us in Discord if you go to kfai.org/chat. You can join the Discord server, create a username, and chat with us in the general chat and request some songs.
I see we've already got a request coming in via the Discord, so that's great.
Incredible.
But we are going to play some New York City heavy metal from one of my favorite new bands called Tower. They just put out an album called Let There Be Dark, and this track is called The Hammer here on... The 24-hour metal meltdown on KFAI.
ocean on a silver bird, flying into another world, flying down the Pacific coast, flying up in a silver ghost. Love to be back in Los Angeles. LAX, what a sight to see. Stone for swimming, crazy days. Table hopping at the Rainbow Bay. Stone dead in the USA. Stone dead in the USA. Coming back to New York City. Just as crazy, ain't so pretty. People running like crazy fools. No, you got to break the rules. You can have yourself a real good time. You can have yourself a life of crime. Hit the limelight, make my day. Get me back to JFK. Stone deaf in the USA. Stone deaf in the USA. Texas can't get enough. Gold, Virginia, I fell in love. Detroit, where the bad boys are. See Chicago, make you a star. Boston, Cleveland, and Buffalo. Another shake, another show. Shake your ass, San Francisco Bay. Hate to leave, I wanna stay. Stone deaf in the USA. Stone deaf in the USA. That's a man.
All right. Welcome back to the 24-hour metal meltdown. Yeah. Heavy metal takeover of KFAI. We're joined in the studio here by the dudes that just played in War Plague. Just say your name into the mic and what you do in the band, just so we know that you're there.
My name is Chad. I'm the drummer.
I'm Andy Lufton. I'm guitar and backing second vocals.
Lutz, lead vocals and guitar.
And I'm Vern, I play bass.
Excellent, excellent. So, you guys just played live. How does it feel to be rock stars?
I wouldn't go that far.
I don't know yet.
Yeah. Show us the money, man.
Yeah, we're asking for it. You've got a new split EP that came out. Tell us about that.
With Svazel Dioxid from Sweden, just kind of pals of ours. I don't know, we have some sort of relationship with our mates over there in Sweden and, you know, Scandinavia and generally. We've been over there, you know.
Yeah, I think, like, the Minneapolis, you know, old school punk scene and Swedish hardcore, like, there's a lot of history there and a lot of that stuff's very, you know, influences what we do and I don't know if it's likewise, but...
Yeah, we were really psyched when... we just kind of started having a conversation with those guys and Yoki, who's the vocalist in Svazel Dioxid. I've been kind of talking to him for a handful of years and things just kind of connected and it just kind of made sense for us to do it. And it came to fruition, and we were very happy about that.
Did you play a couple of those new songs from the EP during your set?
We did. Yeah.
Which ones?
Both. The very first song, Hellscape.
Okay.
And the very last song, Pyre.
Okay. Those were great. Those were cool. What, do you guys have any live dates coming up locally that people should be aware of?
September? I believe it's September 12th. We're playing Messfest, which is going to be, I believe, taking place in Northeast.
Yeah.
And our pal, Kaylee, is heading that. She's a new transplant here, and she had a fest down in Arizona, and she transplanted the fest here to Minneapolis, so that'll be September.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of, like, metal and crust and hardcore punk. And
power violence.
You know, power violence, grind. It'll be super cool. Yeah.
Excellent. You guys planning to go back to Europe anytime soon? And what was your what was your favorite place when you were over in Europe this past?
What do we remember?
Yeah, my favorite place to play was Berlin. Yeah. I thought Berlin was just that's my vibe, like just DIY underground, just total chaos, like super fun show.
Super fun show.
Yeah.
We play Zorro or Kopi.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played the Kopi Squat in Berlin, which was our second time playing there. Right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, we played there first in 2005, I think, when we, Andy Lutz and myself, we were in a previous band called Provoked, but we played there again, so 20 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's an experience. Europe is amazing. You know,
the people came out for, what was it, a Tuesday night or what?
Yeah, and it was packed. And I mean, it was just wall to wall people, bodies flying everywhere. So, yeah, I would say Berlin. I mean, you know, we did play the Obscene Extreme Festival in Czech.
Yeah, that was an experience.
That was an experience. I would go back to that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was a good time?
Thousands of people just
going nuts.
Crazy outfits, moshing, stage diving.
It was like the most, but it was honestly the most wholesome feeling
Everybody was
I've
amazing.
Ever been at a show. Yeah. Like there was, they had people watching kids there. They had like a babysitting thing and then kids crowd surfing.
Yeah, the event is insane, but like the way that it's put together and run is absolutely
But even
well-oiled.
Like socially conscious as well, you know? And it's like even completely. Like if you're veggie or like vegetarian, like they would like cater to you. It was super amazing and organized.
Yeah.
Extreme, Czech Republic. Yeah, we've got some listeners of Roar of the Underground that talk about wanting to go there.
It is incredible.
It's unlike any other place. Yeah.
It's like every kind of culture and subculture you can think of. Because I mean, obviously, it's extreme. You know, extreme music in general, but like tons of metal, all different genres, subgenres of metal, but also like tons of punk and crust and like I don't know. It's just a happy family when you go there.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You got to see somebody wearing like a hot pink outfit blowing bubbles while Cancer was playing.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. But, you know, they were so serious, like, doing their thing, singing, and then you had these bubbles like landing on their face.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you see a little smile kind of cracking.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What other plans have you guys got? I mean, you just put out an EP and you got some shows. Is there anything else you got in the works? Or
I don't know. We're always kind of planning for the future. Like, I don't know if we have anything in solid right now, but we're definitely talking about things and like what we want to do next.
I think we're in juggle mode. You know, it's like with the split with Fossil Dioxide, it's like we need to go to Sweden. You know, so it's like it's hot, it's awesome, hot as in like, you know, like we're ready to jump ship and head over there. But you know, it's like, you know, or you know, and just kind of regarding the socio-political environment we currently live in, it's kind of difficult to plan things internationally, so we may stay domestically.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've got queued up some of your influences, some songs you just randomly picked, because that's kind of what we're doing, is just randomly playing some music here on KFAI's 24-hour metal meltdown. And we're gonna throw on some Nuclear Assault, Critical Mass. Yeah. You got any memories to share about this song or
Just that when I saw it on Headbangers Ball when it was first played with the little bouncing ball and the lyrics going across screen, it floored me. Yeah, I think I was at a party in Longmont, Colorado, and had a kegger, and I was young, and it was incredible. So a good memory.
Awesome. Let's hear some Nuclear Assault here on KFAI's 24-hour Metal Meltdown. Tribute to Earl Root.
We'll be right back. is eternal frontier. I'm a king on the dual throne to the portal of infinity. Dual throne.
That's a motorcyclist. It's riding towards you as you're about to turn left. Do you see it? Please see it. A life-saving message from the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, reminding you to start seeing motorcyclists.
Thank you. That's a motorcyclist up ahead. It's slowing down. Do you see it? Please see it. A life-saving message from the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, reminding you to start seeing motorcyclists.
Yeah. away from the club arcade to the penthouse.
Nice.
I listen in my head, now the fire spreads as I'm making vows.
James.
Just another twat with a power hat on my city tower.
Change.
Shit's burning fast, do I wish that blast lasted any longer?
Alright, welcome back to the 24-hour Metal Meltdown here on KFAI. Tribute to Earl Root, the founder of Root of All Evil Radio here at KFAI, started in 1987. Long running, maybe the longest running heavy metal radio show in America. But Earl, as we all know, has left us, but he's left us a great legacy, and we like to come on the air once a year for 24 hours and raise awareness of his